Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in this tradition, the imam talks about one of the etiquettes of sleeping, according to Islam. As you know, Islam is a perfect religion. Islam has rules for everything, whether it is personal matters or social matters. And it has rules from minuscule things and things which we think are insignificant, such as how to use the bathroom, all the way up to how to rule a country, right? And so one of the beautiful aspects of Islam, that it's something complete, it's something perfect, and it hasn't left us in the dark with respect to anything. Keeping this general rule in mind, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this beautiful hadith, he talks about one of the etiquettes of sleeping, and he also talks about, in this tradition, coincidentally, he also mentions the different categories of people, right, based on the way they sleep, right? So simultaneously, it conveys one of the etiquettes of sleeping in Islam. It also mentions the different categories of people based on how they sleep. So simultaneously, talking about a number of different things here. Let's look at this tradition and see exactly what the Imam says in it. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, sleeping can be in four ways. Right. Prophets sleep straight on their backs, and their eyes do not sleep, waiting for the revelation of Allah. Right, so they sleep on their backs, and their eyes do not sleep while they are waiting for the revelation of Allah. This could be an indication of the fact that while the prophets are apparently sleeping, right, their hearts are awake, right, and could be receiving revelation in this state. The second way of sleeping is this: the believer sleeps on his right side, facing the Qibla, facing the direction of Mecca to which we pray, to which Muslims pray. The third way of sleeping is this: kings and their children sleep on their left side, enjoying what they ate, right? So maybe it perhaps indicates the fact that these rich people, they eat very luxurious meals, and sleeping on the left side adds to the pleasure, which could be, the pleasure that a human being could get from, eating such meals. Right, so kings and their children, they sleep on their left side. Finally, the Imam says, Satan and his brethren and every insane and deformed person sleeps flat on their front, meaning probably means sleeps on their stomach. Right, so these are the different ways in which people sleep, and also the different categories of people based on the way they sleep, and also the most virtuous of ways of sleeping, right, for normal people, which is to sleep on our right side facing the Qibla. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquettes of sleeping in Islam according to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.